hour playing some Smitty Smitty and then bring him on mic. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Freeform it is. So here I'm going to bring Smitty Smitty on mic.
All right. Well, so this is kind of funny. So, you know, Linda mentioned she's a big fan of Devo. I'm a gigantic fan of Devo. And there's many things. There's an hour we could just talk about the influences of Devo over the years. But, you know, so I am known for wearing the fez. And what's really more fun is, you know, the fez tones don't actually wear fezes at all. I'm the only guy on stage wearing a fez. But having said that, it was like, yeah, I'm known for the fez. And much like how Devo did a song, Are We Not Men? We Are Devo, D-E-V-O. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know what? I should do something for the fez. I don't know what I'm going to do. And a friend of mine, I was getting ready to do a show in Detroit. And they said, Smitty, you're so fezalicious. And I wrote her back and I said, I am stealing this. I am so steal. That is like perfect. And as soon as I had that fezalicious in my head, the song literally just wrote itself. And the inspiration behind it was because, you know, Devo had a song about themselves. Bo Diddley has a song about himself. There's a short list of bands that have a song about the name of the band. And it's like, yeah, but, you know, I don't take myself too seriously. I need to have a song called Fezalicious. And it really did just write itself, and I had fun with it. I did a little research behind the history of the fez and, you know, things along those lines. And so a little bit, it's, you know, historically semi-accurate, but I was mostly just looking for a way to have fun. And, you know, when we finally put the band together with, you know, Linda and Joellen in the background, and actually we're going to have another guest singer, Linda Twist. Gossip from Hey Blondie and Pretendica and her future Roxy in the midlife crisis. But to have a backing, a group of people singing Fezalicious, you know, it's just it's so much fun. And I really I'm glad I did it. You know, I mean, yeah, it's like I much like my influences Sparks. It's kind of like me pulling back the curtain and saying, yeah, I don't take myself too seriously. You know, this is supposed to be fun too.
Yes, yes. And it is. You bring such an element of fun to what you do. I will say, you know, I tend to think of, I see the world in threes. And so I know you are such a serious and talented musician. And that just is on its own. And you have this element of fun with your fez. And I will say what I also realize about you is you are such a collaborator. And, you know, I've played Buzzkill Baby. We've a lot of us have played Buzzkill Baby, and it's such a wonderful, amazing tune. But the other element to it is how many people you have included in this project is really joyful and lovely, and really hats off. It's really so amazing.
I've always been a big umbrella person. I mean, to me, it's always been about community. You know, to promote yourself, you know, everybody does it. So if there's a way you can reach out to people and promote the best elements of the music community that you're in, it was an honor and a pleasure. And I'm really happy that the people I reached out to said yes. And it just made the video more fun.
It is a very fun video. And one of my favorite phrases is the total is greater than the sum of its parts. And so you have achieved that, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to play some more music and then have you all come back on mic and see if there's anything that we still have left to say. How does that sound?
One, two, three, four. Told it in the spice, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Dearly called her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday cold. Oh, dearly called her Bell Cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. We'll be right back. put your gun in my heart, but that cat bone. Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird. We'll be right back.
Okay, so once again, I want to thank Smitty for coming on mic with me. In that last set, I started with a song by Smitty and the Fez Tones titled Fezalicious, which during a recent remote interview that I had with him, we are not yet having guests in the WMFO studio, so we pre-recorded that, and Smitty so graciously shared this, like, kind of the story behind the story with this song, and Fezalicious is a great title. And then he kind of smacked down, said other bands have self-band titled songs as well, so that was easy to put together, right? Bo Diddley was the artist. Bo Diddley was the song. Diva was the artist. Giacomo Homo is actually the name of that song. Are We Not Men? We Are Devo is the release. And then Bad Company, the artist, Bad Company, the song Bad Company, the recording. So, yeah, so he's absolutely correct. A band singing a song about the name of their band is totally legit. I also want to mention that Smitty is part of a upcoming event. It is a concert for Ukraine. It's a two-night extravaganza at the Magic Room, and that is Friday, June 24th, Saturday, June 25th. Smitty and the Fez Tones will be part of this, as well as Gene Dante. My understanding is they kind of are the ones who have put this together. Other groups that you will see there are Holy Smoke, Key of Caustic. Please look them up, because there are so many bands, and this is really an event for Ukraine Women and Children Relief fund. I've been told the Magic Room is in Norwood, easy to get to, free parking. So in some ways, it might be easier to get to than crossing the river and going into Boston. But I didn't say that out loud. Okay, I'm going to start out this next set again with a new piece of music, new noise, as Mike on the Mic would say. And this is by an artist, Mia Byrne. So, I guess in order to hear music, one needs to press the play button. Here we go. I'm on it.
On It was all at once. I missed everything I'd ever lost. Started over many times. Now I'm paying the cost. I never needed anyone. Never needed anyone. Never needed anyone like I need you. I need you. Seems like so long ago when we had nothing to lose. Now all that we are is the living ghost of our youth. I never needed anyone. I never needed anyone. Never needed anyone like I need you, like I need you. So deep inside, it just won't leave us alone. In a world that's so lost, so dark, so afraid, it cuts you to the bone. I never needed anyone. I never needed anyone. 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 me not into temptation. You must please slam that door. Lead me not into the valley where I dare not go. If you should see me cry, and with a face so long, then you'll know I've been weak when I should have been strong. Send me away. Lead me not into the valley where I dare not stray. If you should see me out and all for
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Sea lion woman, dressed in red, make a man lose his head. Sea lion woman, sea lion woman, black dress on for $1,000. She wailed and she moaned. Sea lion woman, wiggle, wiggle, purr like a cat, wink at a man and he winked back. Now I'm tired of sea lion woman. Empty his pockets and wreck his days, make him love her and shoot fly away. And she wreck his days, and she make him love her, then she shoot fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000. She wail and she moan.
Okay, so yes, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a show titled Mike on the Mic, and my name is Kirsten. I'm subbing in. And such an honor to be here. And when one subs for another DJ, it's really nice to kind of honor what that DJ has set up. And I really appreciate Mike's arrangement of his show and how he plays 5-song sets. And he always starts with new noise. And so I'm really kind of trying to be bigger than myself and do what he's doing. So really, really a great experience. And so what I did is I found new music for each of these sets, with the exception of the Smitty set, and I went shopping on Bandcamp to get this music, because that's where musicians get supported. So this last set was no exception. I started with a musician who is California-based, Mia Byrne, and that was a song, Where the Lavender Grows. After that, what would a coverage of Mike on the Mic be without me throwing in some Elton John? So that was Bad Side of the Moon. Then Mavis Staples, from this recording, We Get By. And that song is Never Needed Anyone. Nick Lowe, Dig My Mood. This is like such a cool CD. It's just loungy, and really each of the songs are really lovely to hear. And that title was Lead Me Not Into Temptation. If you enjoyed that song, I would suggest checking out that CD. Ended with Nina Simone, Sea Lion Woman. And that is from the essential Nina Simone. So I've got one more set of music to play, and then one of my co-DJs will be hosting Something About the Women. That is Jane. It is remote. Jane and Sue have not come in the station yet, but I'm hoping that they will soon, because they are, I think that they'll be really happy to come back and sit behind the board, as I am doing this morning. So I'm going to start this last set off, yes, with new noise, and this is from a band, Night Spell, which is on Red Records, run by Justine Kovalt. So you can expect to hear some Justine and the Unclean as well in this set. Here we go.
I'm alive.
Okay, gonna run through that last list and then end with some Rhiannon Giddens. Started with Night Spell, new song Phone Booth, released as a single, Justine and the Unclean. Love Got Me Into This Mess from the recording Get Unclean. The Gripweeds, Shape of Things to Come from Dig, capital D, lowercase I, capital G. Krissa Johnson, Only Roses, the title track from that recording, and ended with one of Mike's favorite bands, Stupidity Reflections. There's from the recording Move. I am going to play a new song by Rhiannon Giddens and then stay tuned for Jane on Something About the Women.
My daddy wore a cap like yours. He got down on his knees and he faced the rising sun. And he did it again when the day was done. He wouldn't eat this, and he wouldn't eat that. No matter the lean, no matter the fat. He drove my mama crazy, but she loved him anyway. They found each other in the darkness. The way they looked at the world wasn't the same, but the last look in his eye was for me and her. I'll never forget the family we were. No matter what they say, our hearts beat red. Just like theirs, no matter what they say, our tears get shed. Just like theirs.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Straight up, hello.